Just making a late night boo as I walk around outside my house with Poppy off her lead, because it's enclosed, this place, and there's nobody around at all. And so she's really enjoying running about and sniffing the air and stopping every so often to freak out when she sees a fox run across in the at the end of the road. There's quite a few foxes in Hackney, and they're always brown this time of night, usually making disturbing howling noises. I guess that's only when they're mating. Yeah, weird old day. Cheers for all your messages and stuff. It's been nice to get them and know that, you know, like, gives you a bit of a, you know, bit of encouragement to strength or whatever. And yeah, I'm all right. Bit of a strange one. Don't know if I'm going to sleep at the moment. I've kind of got a bit of a buzzing brain, but it doesn't seem to matter. There's Poppy legging it up to me. I wish she could talk. I kind of want to introduce her to you, but yeah, she was awake, so I thought I'd bring her outside. And anyway, night night. Actually, sorry, for my benefit, I'm saying goodnight when I'm not really saying quite what I find so compelling about this time of night, and especially in London and outside where I live. And I think it is just the fact that there's absolutely no chance of seeing anybody. And if you do, they're far enough away, so you just turn around and walk in the other direction. You don't have to have any sort of communication. There's no chance of me seeing the bloke who kicked Poppy, or the neighbour who freaked me out with a aggressive behaviour a couple of months ago. And yeah, all the things that sort of like not contributed to my agoraphobia, because I already had it, but when I was recovering, made me sort of take me step back, sort of thing. And like, the reason I boo when I'm out here, when really I should be enjoying the quiet, I guess, is because I'm still not completely comfortable being outside. Even though I know all of these things about no one being around, and I know that, you know, Poppy is so attached to me that she doesn't go far. You know, she's always comes when I call her, even for 16 weeks. However many weeks she is. But, yeah, it's just like a... It's really hard to describe it, but it's... I guess this time of night, to me, as a 37-year-old bloke who's had a mental breakdown and is kind of slowly getting his head together and stuff, is what a Friday night in the pub would be to an 18-year-old. It's like... or like me as an 18-year-old, it's like the ultimate pleasure. That's a really bad analogy. I can't describe it, but it's just a complete treat for me, because my mind is quiet and everything's quiet. And, I can't explain that. It's really annoying. I mean, I don't mean it's annoying for you. It's obviously annoying for you because I've been gibbering and gibbering. But it's more annoying for me because I want to be able to play it back and get why I was such an insomniac, and why, despite the fact I've been up since 7 o'clock and hardly had any sleep last night and been tired most of the day, as soon as it gets to the sort of late night calm part of the evening, my brain feels active. I feel like I could go inside and pretty much build a website from scratch before morning. I'll give that one some thought, a description for why late night calm is what it is. Night-night. An appendix for my amusement. Note to self, 5th of May 2009. Does Poppy ever grow out of finding snails on the floor, running over to me, dropping them at my feet, and then waiting till I go to pick them up before grabbing it and running off again? She's wanting to play the snail chase game. Bizarre. 3 seconds to say she ate it.